After more than 25 years on the force, East Lansing's top cop is hanging up her holster. Today, Chief Julie Liebler is retiring from the ELPD. She began her career with the city as a parking enforcement officer, and she's worked her way up the ranks to become chief back in March of 2011. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with Chief Liebler recently about her career and her plans for the future. Kevin, I imagine she's seen a few changes in her time on the force.
Certainly, Mark. And as you said, Chief Julie Liebler began working as a parking enforcement officer in East Lansing in 1987. Now, incidentally, thinking back to 87, that was the year the first Lethal Weapon film was released. And as you'll hear later in the interview, she notes that real police work just isn't always what you see in the movies, thank goodness. Chief Liebler says one of the biggest changes in her profession over the years was the constant change in technology.
When I started, there was a radio and we had three channels and there was no computers in the car. There was no cameras, none of the other stuff that they have now. And now there's, you know, radios with 150 channels and all sorts of technology in the car. We had to get bigger cars just to fit the technology in there. So that's probably been the biggest change. But a lot of the stuff that we do is the same in terms of dealing with young people that sometimes make bad decisions and that type of stuff. But overall, it's kind of different, kind of the same, if that makes sense.
We have a very diverse community in East Lansing. Mm-hmm. To broadly paint it, you could consider it to be two groups. You have an older, permanent resident population. Then you have this much younger, huge, transient college-age population. What is the challenge of building a proactive police force that interacts with both of those groups positively and when there are situations, as you say, because of the way circumstances are when you make choices when you're young, sometimes that happens as well?
Well, there's two problems. One is that every time we feel like the young people have an understanding of what the rules are, so to speak, they leave and then we get a new group and we have to start over. So it's difficult to build those long-term relationships. And the problem for the permanent residents is that they've gone through the training sessions so many times that they're burnt out and their patience grows thinner and thinner every year, which I understand. So it's a balancing act, and it's you know, you have to compromise and understand both sides of the situation and hopefully both sides can meet in the middle and compromise a little bit and try to all exist in the same city.
We're talking with Julie Liebler, the police chief for the East Lansing Police Department. She is retiring after 28 years on the force. Regionalism, Chief, is a big buzzword in this area, and there are many examples of that. Your colleague at the fire department, Chief Talaferro, is fire chief for both Lansing and East Lansing out of necessity. Mm-hmm. How has regionalism shaped the way the East Lansing Police Department does business? Again, are shared resources a luxury or a necessity?
I think it's a little bit of both. We have a lot of collaborative agreements with the local agencies, the state agencies, the federal FBI, that type of thing. And I think it's nice to be able to come together as a group when there's a major incident or a major problem and try to solve it together. But it also helps to save resources and share resources so that not everybody has to have a particular type of equipment if it's not used that much, for example. So we share, you know, a tactical team, we share a lot of different things, but we also do our own thing at times. So it's nice to have such a great relationship with the other police organizations in the area, though, to be able to collaborate when there is a major event or problem.
Again, this is a very diverse community. We have lots of different groups here, and we pretty much get along. Maybe that's because we have that university background. Your thoughts on the racial and minority tensions and police tensions that we're seeing across the country these days?
You know, it's unfortunate that the actions of a few have painted a picture of, you know, I think sometimes it seems like everyone is all cast under the same cloud. And, you know, my experience has been that that's just not the case. There are many, many, many great police officers that are great people and make great decisions every day. And that's no different here in East Lansing. We have a diverse department. We have a very open-minded department. And, you know, we try to establish and maintain relationships with community through Neighborhood Watch. We have 22 officers assigned to Neighborhood Watch who are available if any person in the community has a problem, they have that same person to talk to. And that's really gone a long way for officers to get to know the community and the community to get to know the officers, so that when there is a problem or an issue, that they don't just look at the police in general, but they think of that officer, or they think of the East Lansing Police Department, rather than just this big image of the police.
But I wonder if, in talking with your peers, do you hear any kind of feedback about the next generation of police officers? Are they seeing their new career as a time of opportunity or a time of opposition?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I think that I hope that people still take pride in the job and understand that what they do is a necessary and important and honorable thing to do. And like I said, there are millions and millions of great police officers out there that do the right thing every day. So I hope that, you know, the country as a whole can get past this and begin to see, you know, individuals, individual departments, individual regions, and understand that not everybody is the same, and that, you know, there are some that definitely need to change their practices. And you know, but I think that the thing to remember is that, you know, we're here to do good. And, you know, 99.9% of the people that do this job are there to help and do help every single day.
Can you think back to when you were a child? What was a police officer to you then, and how do you define police officer now?
Well, I didn't really have any interaction with the police as a child, thankfully. So, you know, I don't really have any direct recollection other than, you know, they wore a fancy uniform and drove a fancy car. But, you know, when I first started working here, I was a parking enforcement officer, and that was my first understanding of what police officers really did. And I guess probably the most helpful, just in terms of, it's not just chasing bad guys all the time. The police do all kinds of different things, and they 95% of what they do isn't actually involving crime or policing.
We're talking with East Lansing Police Department Chief Julie Liebler, who is retiring after 28 years on the force, retiring this week. Your deputy, Jeff Murphy, is the city's interim police chief, or will be the city's interim. What direction do you see him, at least in the short term, taking the department?
Well, you know, I think that Jeff is a great guy. He's going to be a great chief, and truly, that's up to him. I think that, you know, he and I have been a great team and worked together, but everybody puts their own spin on the job and has different priorities. And, you know, regardless of what he does, I think it will be great.
Do you have a best day on the job in your recollection of your time on the force, or any standout achievement that you're proudest of?
Just the best time was when I was an undercover narcotics officer. That was just a really fun job, and it was very challenging. We had a lot of responsibility, and we were dealing with some really big cases. So I would say that period of about a year and a half that I was assigned to that team was definitely the highlight of my career.
That would seem to many people perhaps to be kind of a scary job for a police officer. Not that any job for a police officer is necessarily a safe one.
Yeah, well, I think that it's not as scary as you would think, and I think there's a lot of mechanisms in place to make sure that people don't get hurt or are put in bad positions. It's not always like what you see on TV.
What's the next chapter for you?
Well, I'm finishing up my PhD in criminal justice here, so I'm hoping to get my dissertation done in the next month or two and then take it from there. I feel very fortunate to have had this job and to have worked for such a great city. You know, the city government is excellent. The police department is excellent. There's a lot of great people that work here. I live in the city. My kids go to school here. And I'm just very fond of the community, and I'm very proud to have worked here and had the opportunity.
Julie Liebler is the retiring chief of the East Lansing Police Department. Chief, again, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.